Blog Talk Radio.
Almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Tell your best friend you can slide through on the low, remote location. I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, go crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
In the mirror, I see the woman down and out. She
special bag list, living lavish, low-key average, on a raft, on the move, at the passes, she's a like it, she's a like it, like the hot shit, on the ride shit. Fight it, she not righteous. Want the prices, want the highest. I got it, Keisha, whoa. I just keep a folded, mama, no. I can't keep no hoes. Call my phone, I know that she going. Don't know where she going, she never alone. We never corona, so Visa grab my life. My bitch is back to ball, she just might say a lie. Fresh and roll, my test the rolls. That second guess the song. That was a gummy girl.
Good evening, good evening. I am Miss VIP, and tonight is a pop-up show of Express Your Vibe. And tonight, my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, is joining me. Hey, diva. What's going on?
Hey, hey, diva. Yes, yes, yes. How you doing tonight?
Girl, look, I'm doing, you know. I got to borrow one of your lines. I'm doing.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Oh, man, this is going to be nice. I like vibe and I like groove, and I'm a whole vibe. So I love this kind
yeah.
of stuff. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, and I don't mind, you know, the situation, you know, that we're in at the moment because, you know, I can have a small show, trust and believe, you know, because we can get on a vibe, mm-hmm. and that vibe just keeps going and going, and it gets better and better, and especially when you got the right people along. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, yes, honey.
Yes.
I'll jump on it by the wave. Yeah.
Right. So,
especially if we're on the same frequency.
I got a little something. Something was just on my mind, and I didn't know which way I wanted to go, and I just took a deep
mm-hmm.
breath, and you know what I'm saying, and let it all
mm-hmm.
out, and then here it came, you know.
Well, Diva,
so,
whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
All right. We can be on the couch cuddling. My neck you could be nibbling. But deep down, I think you're playing. You don't want a true relationship, but you want my body exclusively. See, I want it all. The physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. To be on the same plane. I want to love as much as you want to be loved. Forget about the past. Let's be each other's last. And like I said, I want it all. Not saying marriage, but a symbol of love wouldn't be turned down. I promise to be around for the rest of our lives, as long as you're honest and want to be true. See, it's real with me. I don't really care to spend the rest of my life alone. I just want someone to come rescue me, love me, care for me. And most of all, keep it real. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. Girl, you done said it all. That's what we all want. You done said it all. That's what I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
right there. Love that piece. I love that
yeah.
piece. Your pieces are so direct. And your words
yeah,
are so deliberate.
You know, people say that all the time. And it's really funny because I tell people, I write the way I talk. I'm not really sure if I have it in me for the metaphors because I need
mm-hmm.
to, I feel that I need to get my point across like a drink, just straight up, no chaser. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's
so,
exactly what you are, straight
so
no
that's
chaser.
How my writing is. And, once we go around again, I'm going to spit that piece that I sent you the other night.
Oh, good, goodie.
That
okay,
daggone Dawood got me thinking. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. That'll work.
All right.
So that'll definitely work.
You got something
yeah.
juicy for us tonight.
I don't know how juicy it is, but I got something for you to listen to. Yeah.
Well, whenever you're ready, express your vibe.
Thank you. I call this a ghosted heart. For so long, her heart was a ghost town. The only occupant was the sound of wind, so strong that hope couldn't even take up residence. You see, her scars, but you weren't there when she got cut. And though you understand pain, you'll never know how much healing it took. She bears those scars because her love has always been higher than her ego. and her understanding and consideration for feelings is greater than any conflict that may ensue. The emotional bond she'll form with you will never allow for a fight to survive more than a few minutes, because peace, love, and harmony of her spirit will always end it with being in each other's arms. She brings so much intimacy, honesty, freedom, and respect for personal space. Jealousy and third party are non-existent. She treasures and treats your heart like her own. So she ties your shoes not only because she doesn't want you falling for someone else, because she cares. And that's their peace.
Yes, yes. You know, I really like that. It's not because she doesn't want you to fall for someone else. It's because she cares.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and I see it, and I liken it to, you know, someone's walking and know right well their shoelaces are dragging, and then next thing you know, they're tripping. So if you don't want to trip, you don't want to fall, you don't want to hurt yourself, then tie your shoes. And if you can't, then someone who loves you will. That's what's up, Diva. That is it. That's what's up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Well,
man.
I think I'm ready to open up the mic. What do you think, Diva? Because
open it up.
This man is quickly becoming one of my favorites. I don't know what.
Yeah, he got a thrill now. I'm used to hearing his voice on here now.
You know what? That's exactly what that is. I'm going to bring him in right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Spoiler.
Hey. Who now? Me whisperer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the Pillow Negra. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good.
How are
you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's been a good day today.
I know that's right. Man. Mm-hmm. What's up? Welcome. What you got for us tonight? Yeah. What vibe are you on tonight?
Well, you know, I've been kind of pondering this whole Juneteenth thing all day today, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got something along those flavors, along that flavor, I should say. In a sense, but, you know.
All right.
My head, but I've been kind of, you know, kicking that over and over in my head.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah. So I'll get right into it then.
All right. Well, express your vibe.
All right. Are you just another land, motherland? Well, I know you from memory, motherland. My early drawings are reminiscent of yours. Sidewalks and brick walls tell of me. Carved stones and empty tombs tell of you. Am I missing from your history? I'm center stage to your misery. Can I go to a place not known as home? Can I feel a sense of security? Who are you, Africa? Center of the world, center of debate, topical, tropical, deserted and abandoned, expected to go back land? Is this all the resources you got, man? There is a beauty to you, Africa. Dark blue, fallen skies, and there's a star to the east. Is your land under my feet? The bridge of my nose seems posed like stones to braided chin. Pyramids of life from the death of men. Statues here tell me a different tale. Can I get away from my mental state? Can I truly be free of hate if I go there? Are you just another land, motherland? Ocean to ocean, my east is your west, Africa. Atlantic waters of common souls, I can't speak of known treasures. Your butterflies cause my weather. In the beaches of road on both plains. We were joined at the hip long ago. City, country, city, and we split. Rejoined by sailing ships. West of my east, and we can't sleep. So many babies born in poverty. I see your flies. Do you see my casualties? Ocean to ocean, come and talk to me. I walk on vacation sands and white beaches. Taste the fruit fresh plucked from greed. I'd love to talk a little bit more about your riches and history, your culture, your diversity, climate change aside. They tell me you're hot. Will I slumber in the summer of shared dreams? Ocean to ocean, follow me east. My peace. Thank you.
Wow. Man. How come exactly like when you recite, I see it? It's amazing when you can just see as a person is reciting. It's like Africa, motherland. Can I actually go there? You know? Mm. Wow. Wow.
Most definitely. I'm a visual person, very, very visual, and I love it when someone gives detail in their pieces. So I can close my eyes, and I'm right there. I can almost smell the air. I can almost hear the water. Yes.
Right.
You see the trees moving, everything, and your pieces are very, very descriptive all the time, Joel. That's one of the things that is very unique about you. I love it. I really love it. And I love that piece. Man. That was awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, La Perla Negra, Ms. VIP. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Can stick around. Mm-hmm. Yes, we most definitely appreciate you.
Absolutely.
So
I definitely
stick around and enjoy. All right.
We'll do.
So. We're going to send you into the groove lounge in the beanbag chair.
All right.
Instant.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
See, Diva, my goodness. He gets to me every time. It's like, and just like, we see everything. I just see it. He's almost like for real, because for real we start reciting that story, and next thing you know, you're all caught up.
Yep.
That's
why it's always a treat, man. Always a treat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's time for me to pop that piece that I was thinking about. I'm serious. That Daru got me. It's good when you can take something from a show and then pop it in a piece. It's really, really cool. But I mean, it's something how I could not see that from. It makes perfect sense when you hear what he was stating. It made perfect sense to me. And I'm thinking, like, why didn't I think of that? I did not think of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
And that's what I love about life sometimes, because, you know, other people can give you a different perspective on what's what. You never know where a person is coming from. And now, now I'm going to be like, what were you doing before me? What were you doing? what verification? I want evidence.
Okay.
But, yeah, let me lay this piece on you.
Well, express your vibe, Diva.
Thank you. Where were you before me? I have to ask, because loving me in all ways is quite the task. Are you emotionally available to someone like me? I'm a sapio, you dig? Don't come near me with your beautiful words to woo me, do me, them and it. on your promises to call me, go on dates with me, and never show up. I'm worth so much more. You were given chances. Now I see you were never ready for a woman like me. You could have told me anything, gave me the choice to hang with you or just stop. Now you have no voice. Stay where you are. I'm mad I still like you. I open myself up to you. But if you can't be about the truth, we can't make it do what it do. So now, you're blocked. I had enough. I forgive all. It's cool. Another day. You just got pushed out for a true man who doesn't play. And for me, loves me and wants to stay. And that's that peace.
Go on with your bad self.
Okay. I hear that.
You know, that is such a big thing that I can't express this enough about people being honest and giving you a choice of whether or not you want to continue to deal with them, you know what I mean, or not.
Right.
Don't put me in a situation or a third-party situation or, you know, bring me into some drama that I don't have any knowledge about because it's not fair to me.
Right.
Or anyone else, anybody
exactly.
that could be a potential mate. It is so not fair to do that to them because you're putting them in harm's way. You're not, by
exactly.
not giving them that choice. You know what I mean? And it just isn't right.
Yes.
And it actually causes a lot of damage. It causes emotional damage. It causes
absolutely.
Mental damage. It causes spiritual damage. You know, and it could be physical depending on what the actual situation is. And people shouldn't have to contend with that kind of shit. I'm very, very serious
about that,
you know.
That is so true. Because I thought about when you just said spiritual, on a spiritual level, because, you know, once someone puts you in harm's way like that, then on a spiritual level, then you feel you really can't discern anymore, like, or discern as well as you used to, or that you can. Hey, I know what it is now. But sometimes when you're put in harm's way, it makes you doubt yourself, because I've been put in harm's way a couple of times. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, then you really never cared for me, because if you cared for me, you would protect me. You wouldn't put me in harm's way. You wouldn't hurt my heart
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
So it's like you either going to stay or you going to play. You want to play, go away. I just have no need. I think at this time, and that's why, you know, the topic, you know, for Wednesday's show, you going to keep playing or you going to grow up and come on now, be real. And that's for men and women alike, because there's a few women
absolutely.
That still play the game. And, you know, me, myself, I was never a player. I couldn't be one because I was always a one-woman man. I didn't – not saying I didn't know how to play or play or play one, more than one, but I just never had a desire to, because I think in what all boiled down with me was I didn't want the same thing to happen to me. So why would I cause that in someone else?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, for me, I was not the player, but it seems like that's what I attracted. And a lot of times they say you are what you attract. I was not the player. Because they always approached me.
Right.
And my fault was I was always a sucker for a pretty face and a bad boy mentality. And I think that's why I got played. I got hooked up with the play.
And,
you know, even my husband, when I met him, I thought he was the finest thing walking since sliced bread. And he was a bad boy, but he was super, super intelligent. See, it isn't just the the superficial thing with the good look and the, right. The naughty nature. You have to have that intellect mm-hmm. to assimilate me, okay? Because I didn't care how cute
yes.
you were. If you sounded like an
right.
idiot to me, I'm walking. I'm trying to say I'm walking.
Right.
I'm not
there
doing
you go.
It. I'm not giving you the time of day. I'm nice. But I'm not going to give you any of my time because there's nothing to keep me there. I am I'm an
mm-hmm.
intellectual, okay? And I ain't the smartest
That's
person in the world, but I need that. I do need that stimulation mentally. You got to touch my cerebral side because
I'm
gone. I'm trying to tell you, I'll be
say.
Wonder Woman 2 years. I'm like, well, I wonder
right.
where she went.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
pretty much
how it is. Oh, my God. That is so true,
I have another piece, Stephen.
Yeah. Hey, I'm ready, baby love. When you're ready, express
oh, okay.
your vibe.
All right, thank you. This
mm-hmm.
is actually from, I think, one of the get-down prompts we had from this show. I believe it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's called What Would Love Say About Me? Well.
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. Love would say, oh, that's my baby. And she got me on lock. We're inseparable, you know. She's been torn and shattered and broken. And I've seen her through it all. Because in spite of everything, I still remain the only thing that matters. Proud of her scars, too. Because they're not just a reminder of what she's been through. The story behind. She made it through. And she knows her spirit so well, even though most don't understand how connected she really is. That's why her heart isn't easily captured. Her patience is unwavering, so it goes the distance. If you so happen to luck up and she allows you in, you're a winner. So hold on to her. She's so kind and understanding, always wanting to protect and uplift. Her forgiving nature is limitless and boundless. So she puts a white light all around you. Her heart is prone to fragility, but I keep it durable. She recognizes her cross to bear and would never allow it to burden you because she knows we've all been hurt and we all have a lesson to learn. And we wouldn't be here if we didn't. So I'm bigger than any problem in any relationship. She comes from love. She is love and never, ever abuses her power. She is light and she loves you. And that's that piece. Oh, that's that vibe. Be there, love.
Yep, I am. I was just sitting here thinking that the more I hear all the poets, the more I hear the work they do, the more mm-hmm. I get to know them as a person. It doesn't necessarily mean that your poetry is 100% you, because
mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with a poet one day. They like a lot of people. Swear me down that poetry is like 95% life or experience that you've had, and then the other 5 is just imagination. I'm not sure why I totally agree with that, but when you listen to a poet, when you listen to a poet, you may get to know their style, but it doesn't mean you actually get to know them. Now, because
right.
I'm a helpless and hopeless romantic, I believe. But I like the wholesomeness with poems. Sometimes I don't want to be all in the gutter all the time, even though I could if I wanted to. But, but describing about who I am, then, yeah, that's a little autobiographical. Mm-hmm. Most of my pieces are just fiction. That's all they are. Or they're, and then sometimes, you know, not saying autobiographical, but they're, you know, sometimes it could be your deepest, darkest dreams or deepest dreams. You know, you just you just never know. But the more I hear that piece, my girl, I love it. You know what? I'm a total fan of yours, and I have been ever since I've heard you the first time. And I said, you know, wait, Diva. Because you do that thing, girl. You do that thing.
You
remember the one with the universe or something? And I was like, that's it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the universe would have to rewind. I forget what I said, something about it. But
whatever it was, I'm going to tell you, it was a bomb. I was like, okay, that's it.
Oh,
that's it.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But,
thank you.
Shall we bring one of my favorites back in?
Sure. But, you know, we got another caller in here before you do that.
All right, well, let's bring in the new caller, and then we're going to go back to Joe. So, with that, area code 484, you are on the mic and welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have?
This is Blaze.
Hi, Blaze.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing,
huh? I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing
We're doing. That's it. So what's your vibe like tonight, Blaze?
I had to do some research on myself to get to that point. I'm still trying to figure myself out, but so far, my vibe tonight is have a real steady vibe, romantic vibe.
I like
trying
that.
To figure myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
I had to inform myself a little bit, try and figure some things out about who Ryan is. So, all right.
Now, can I ask a question, though, before you start?
Yes.
Are you going to be Ryan or Blaze in this piece?
This is going to be just a little bit of Ryan and a little bit of Blaze.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
So,
are you ready?
All right.
Express your vibe.
I can be a bit smooth, but every time you seem to make a move, I lose my cool. I mean, I think it's mean and cool how you make my heart draw, my tool of utterance, and another sense is suffering, but gossip thought toughening up. I mean, mustering up strength, because every time you speak, I get weak and start falling right back in love again and stuff, but part that gets me, those creamy thighs grip me, and her clitsy maybe litchy. I'd be done to ate you out so good. I'd probably be able to tell you your history, and all I'd be able to come up with is that you tricked me, throwing that wizardry, your hidden mystery that flipped me in dreamy eyes, stripped me in it, and it just hit me that you literally give me heavenly thoughts. Like, I just talked to with Whitney, and we waltz like Disney, and you can believe me or not, Whitney. I mean, if you kiss me, I mean, if you slip me a Mickey, oh my God, this be so tricky, because you know, Nipsey threw a puzzle just to touch you. That didn't even make any sense. You know, when we spent all that time together, partially separated, huh? Man, I wish I could have hesitated, because I ain't going to never make it. I've noticed that every time I get around you, I can't keep my focus. I said, oh, boy, I suppose this is how Superman feels when Lois is his kryptonite. I know. I'm tripping, right? Somebody flip the light switch right quick, as I just might slip. I mean, it's almost like I hit the pipe. I mean, I've got to get this right. All I'm saying is your type of beauty is so inconsiderably ridiculous that even if I slipped my wrist or was mixo click, it still wouldn't allow me to forget about this, not even a little bit. Wow, the way you switch your hips, you'd have to be a hypnotist, because believe you me, I've noticed your hips, yet and still had to find a way to not show panic. I mean, granted, I get a grip, because this be that romantic gibberish. This be that romantic gibberish. Romantic gibberish.
You got some stuttering, huh? Tastes that good? Is it that good?
Well, damn.
Wow. Woo, child, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Diva. You got to go back to that part.
No.
You said you could taste what? What? Wait a minute. What did you say you could taste?
I'd be able to eat her out so good that I'd be able to taste her history.
Her taste.
Tell her history.
Damn. Okay, see, a line like that, I need to steal a line like that. Damn. Yeah, I'm going to have to call you about that one later on. See if I can get some more lines like that. Damn.
Now you know what I like? I like when she switches her hips, she must be a hypnotist.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. That piece was all right.
I'm sure I'm paraphrasing, but wow. All right now.
Yes.
It's time to send Blaze
yes.
over to the Groovy Lounge in the beanbag chair. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
well,
man.
Man,
oh, man, oh, man. Blaze, you brought it. Blaze the mic. That's for sure.
Well, right, because I ain't going to never have nobody have me stuttering. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. But
you ain't never had it that good,
that
apparently.
A woman could make you stutter. Yeah, I was going to say, it might be nice to make somebody stutter, but that hasn't happened to me yet. I can't wait.
It hasn't happened to me yet, but I just think to make some original type of a piece that I'm sure nobody really touched on yet.
Oh, that's all right, but he's still trying to contact me to this very day.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get me spotted. Please don't get me spotted.
I know,
that's
right?
Here
we go. Well, let's put him into the Groovy Lounge in the beanbag chair with let's put the incense flowing through the air. It could be a haze by now.
Okay.
That's where you're going, Blaze. Thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Thanks.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Man.
What? I want to make somebody feel.
You know what?
Not for you.
that brought back memories. I wasn't joking. He was stuttering. But
what?
It was more so, it was a long time ago, a long, long time
wow.
ago. But it just couldn't, it was never going to work out. And Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of the stuttering or anything like that, but like I said, you know, I ran into the players, mm-hmm. you know, the pretty face and the bad boy, you know, lifestyle and all that stuff, and I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had a
well,
life for sure.
I was going to say, dang.
Mm-hmm. I could play
you
some
know,
stories, man, trust me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, ruh-roh.
Not the ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. You know, I think I'm ready to bring Joe the verbal mind dancer back in. Diva, cut it out calling him the other name. But
yeah,
then again,
you know what it
if
is.
I go that route, I might have to call it that.
You know what it is. You know what he does. He is Joe the verbal mind dancer. You know, mind dancers make us lead to panty dropping.
Oh Lord!
What's up, ladies? What's up, ladies?
Hey. Man.
You already know.
You know.
Yeah. Look,
look.
It
wow.
is what it is.
You know what, Joe, before you bless us, my girl, Aprella Negra, and I want to know what you got going on. Because
mm-hmm.
we know you got something
what?
Coming up.
Oh, not too much going on, really. I mean, you know, I think we're going to do a little something tomorrow here, a little cooking out and all that good sort of thing, you know, kind of combine Father's Day with some other kind of stuff like that. But other than that, not too much.
You sure you ain't got nothing going on Monday night?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cookout tends to do that till you make you forget about everything else, so that's all right.
I know. I'm just
yeah,
mad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was blessed that, you know, the For Real Entertainment Network decided to, you know, do a special show on Monday on, on a Monday show to, you know, have other poets read some of my poems for Monday, so... That's what's happening now.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope I can do your piece justice. I really do. I'm excited. It's an honor to have you
write
something
now.
For me.
I'm practicing.
Oh, yeah, I'm still practicing.
Yeah. I'm still practicing.
But this is going to be a pretty dope show, man, because you're like one of the dopest poets out there, you know.
So yeah.
This is going to be pretty
really
awesome.
Are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that. Oh. I appreciate that for sure.
All right. So you ready to express your vibe again?
Absolutely.
All right.
This piece is called Focal Point.
Well, express your vibe.
You seem to have lost your way, tossed about during rough seas. The beacon you were seeking guided you to be free. You avoided those rocky shores and dropped anchor, or so it seemed. My light was frozen for the chosen. Maybe the gears were broken. Maybe the tears that soaked in were a token of my extreme. I need to rotate this beam of light and guide others lost in their plight. I am the owner of the night, sought out by lost souls. My mind glows and my horn blows. You've made it through the fog. Others got waterlogged. Something was wedged in the cog. You jarred it loose with the truth. I'm not the captain of your ship. I'm not the one who's steering it. I just like the way ending my purpose. A focused beam of light eventually rendered worthless. I feel the absence of love from our day to day. We began as most do on the high side of love. Long sleepless nights wanting our days to never end. We began as friends on a tail end of failure. I had my eyes opened by a youthful heart. You had your eyes opened by one not so smart, but I knew you. I knew what you needed, and we proceeded to grow. years of investment, and every day was a lover's testament. Yet, life circumvented love's hold on the soul. We just weren't enough to hold on to. Even if we captured those missed moments, we couldn't own this love. I was content while you spent countless hours wondering. I was to you what hunger is to appetite, yet only a bite. You were to me a means to fill a void. We helped ourselves to each other's needs and wore the scales of justice's blindfold. In the interim, we will stay in love. We will stay friends. The passion has fashioned itself a memory. And in the end, there's no room for jealousy, as we inevitably will find comfort elsewhere, knowing full well those that take us there can't compare. My peace.
He makes such a statement all the time.
But it's the last statement for me. See, we might find somebody else, you know, for our lives to share, but we know deep down they'll never compare. Come on now. I know I'm paraphrasing, but Lord have mercy. It's like, I love you. I love you. But when I find that Mr. Right, then I know in the midnight hour, I'm going to find myself comparing him to you, and it ain't going to be no comparison. I'll be back.
Okay. Okay. I got a question for a pretty good topic for next week from this. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. Thanks to you, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe. Uh-oh. See?
Let me write this down before I forget.
Right?
Because I mess around. Because I don't retain very well sometimes, and it'll be something good, but I'll totally forget. So, And it'll come back up later, but by then it's too damn late. So.
Right?
Yeah, I keep a pad and pen close by.
You know what? I might have to do that as well. Someone told me that if I dream, to wake up and hurry up and write it down. And then, you know, if I want to later on, write a piece or something like that. But by the time I wake up, I'm like, what was that about? Like, sometimes I forget. Only if I dream about something in color, then it's going to stay on my brain. Sometimes my dreams just seem like they're a soap opera. They just phase in from one scene to another, and it's not color until it seems like so real. I wake up like, what? Well, that's all really real.
I don't know. My dreams are always crazy. In color. I never had a black and white dream. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my goodness. When they just go in and out, they flash, and I can't catch it. Sometimes the faces aren't there, and I'm like, well, what the heck? But sometimes it's so real, like if somebody kisses me in my dream and that stuff feels so real, I wake up like, woo, that was a hell of a kiss. I still feel that much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay. So that's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Joe. As always, we appreciate you.
Most definitely.
I appreciate you having me. Absolutely.
Joe makes me want to need a break now. Dang it. I got to take my socks off, throw my shoes around, do something. Throw it at him, something.
Well, it is time for a space and identification break, I think.
Yeah. Then we're going to do the lineup. So, all right, sweetie, back to the beanbag chair for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cut it with my brother Blaze over there, chop it up with him for a bit.
There you go.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You know, who's going to take me there?
I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off. Epiphany Radio.
All right. You know what? Joe is the storyteller. That's what that is. We got Clarence as the wordsmith, and now is Joe the story. He's the storyteller, for sure.
Absolutely.
There's no one that I know tells a story like him, other than our New York Jones. All right. Diva, are you ready for the lineup, darling?
I am. Give it to him.
Gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on the on Epiphany Radio is Poetic Therapy featuring La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with For Real the Poet, La Perla Negra, Poetic, and essentially Janice in the house. And they are featuring Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We are going to take his pieces and kick it. It's going to be a great show. Tuesday night, Mojave is in War Council, I believe. And that's going to be something. I do believe that's emotional PTSD. And then on Wednesday night, La Perla Negra and I are in the love zone. And Thursday night is the Get Down featuring Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son. And Friday will be either Express Your Vibe One More Time or Back to Keith Eric with Renaissance Poetry. And with that, we are back.
What I'm talking
my
about.
Goodness,
really nice lineup. Thank you, Diva. Very, very nice lineup.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How about,
Diva?
What's up? Listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got something for you.
I know you do.
Don't know who to trust, it's the sign of the times. Eye for an eye, till we all go blind. Cool to the touch, so cold inside. But she won't tell me. I take it all to heart, even if it kills me. We running, running circles, running circles, yeah. Stay with me. Don't say it's too late. We can still save the thing. Ask me what went wrong. I could go on and on and on. Today, I could go on and on. Today.
Body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and rough. In the better day, better day, better day. Fucking everybody knows it's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise.
Feel yourself, my enemy, my ally. Prisoner, then we're free, it's just a lie. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, body together. I love to hold you close, tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and rough. In the better day, better day, better day. Fucking everybody knows it's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone.
Wow. I love that song. Love that song.
Yeah, it's a paradise and a war zone, honey. Look. Most relationships are, you know.
It's exactly
a yin and a yang thing. It has to balance out. So you're going to have your good days and you're going to have your bad days, you know. But as long as you can get that love making in and that love in there, honey, it will work itself out. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to work it out. But Dinga, a little bird whispered in my ear that you got another piece for us. And I would love for you to express your vibe.
Thank you. He called me pulchritudinous. I blushed with delight. As he took my hand, we walked. For hours we talked. The moon led the way as the night turned into day. He told me I mattered, then took me home. I wanted him to come in, make love to me until we knew we were made for each other. I felt it was true. Then he let me know I was important. And our lovemaking was imminent. I told him how much he meant to me, how I feel our relationship could be. I felt joy, like children playing tag. You're it, as the girl tagged the boy. Everything in the universe seemed to align. I threw my love out there, and God sent me a sign that I could try again, but have wisdom. I can finally have my king, so we can build our kingdom. All we have is time and opportunity. I'm for him, and he is for me. No longer apprehensive, because true love shouldn't fear. So my heart is totally open to all I hold dear. But darling, know what I say is true. The answer, my love, will always be you. That's that piece.
Wait a minute, did you say pulchritudinous? Did I say that right?
Yes, that means. Yes,
I have never said that word ever.
Yeah.
I said punkitude, but not punkitude. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And once again, you are very direct in what you mean. You don't pull no punches. And I love that piece, man. I love it. Wow. Y'all make me want to just, and I was told not to say this no more, so I won't even say it. I won't even say it. But y'all do. Y'all make me want to throw away my notebook. All of y'all. Man, come up with these beautiful, brilliant pieces, really. But don't worry. I ain't coughing out nothing. I'm playing catch up.
I know you're not. I know that's right. Look, I'm the one that's going to be the one to start keeping a notebook sharp.
Oh, I have to. I have to because I ain't got it like that to recall. Or I just do better when I can turn a page, you know. It
right.
It works out better
yeah.
for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's how I feel about a book.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I feel about a book.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes. That's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Diva. Do you have one last thing, or are you ready to?
I do.
I got
all right.
a little short piece. Yeah.
All
I don't
right.
have a
well,
title.
Express your vibe.
Thank you. And here it goes. She is beautiful, but not by society standards or like the ones you see in the magazines. She's beautiful for her thoughtfulness. And the way her eyes light up when she talks about something she loves. For the way she finds a way to still lift someone's spirit, even when she's feeling down. It's her selfless and unconditional giving nature. And her patience. Nah, it isn't something so temporary as her look. It's the goodness deep within her soul. So don't waste her time by taking her for granted because she loves herself and she's still got work to do on herself. You'll miss her when she's gone, as with anyone else. That's their peace.
All right now. Yes, 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 yes. Describes you to a T, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I try.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a wonderful, wonderful pop-up show. And we thank you, La Pearl Negra and I, we just thank you for coming out tonight and blessing us with your pieces. And we hope that you come again on the next Express Your Vibe, because we always like when you come as you are with that vibe. All right. So I bless you guys. Wear your mask. It's not over yet. All right, Diva.
Yes, everybody, you know me. You know how I feel, you know, about getting that good relationship with yourself, going inside yourself. Because that's where spirit lies. And when you love yourself inside, that shows that you love him. And that's an unconditional, ever-giving love. Continue to love one another, but respect each other's faith. And respect the fact that this germ out here is still real ugly, still getting, you know, it ain't over yet. And other than that, you know, I love y'all. I really do. And I do. I appreciate who came out, who was just sitting here listening, and those, even if you were just streaming online, you know, we appreciate the time that you take to come out here and give us your time and your pieces. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say peace.
hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, burning. Violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I toe tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, if I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, but I know, that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, when you're outlandish, and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult, when the bright cameras are still cramming in your face, and it provoke, provoke, you to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart, and keep a noose from round your throat, and when you get mad, and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will above. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good. Even though I've got hood in, don't mean he won't redeem you. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.